Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to On Point, Canadian Classic Edition. Vance, happy Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day. I think it used to be called Dominion Day, didn't it?
Yep. Funny Side won the Dominion.
Yes, he did. In his last season of racing.
Was that his last?
I think so, going a mile and a quarter, so... you know, major victory in Canada, champion three-year-old Kentucky Derby winner.
Yep. Well, he won our Kentucky Derby, which is the top American Classic, and the top Canadian Classic is Sunday, the Queen's Plate. Always sort of ironic to me that the biggest race is on July 4th Eve, but of course it is Canada Day weekend as well. So they have that covered, but a little different than how we do our classics. Theirs are limited to Canadian breds. There's no grade attached as ours would be, but still, you know, between what Woodbine does, going all out, the event they've made it, and, you know, honestly, especially the last few years, the deep fields, they make it a compelling race, and then the card throughout is worth looking at. Lady Shipman, some other big names. Kelly Riley has some previews up of the turf races, so check out the blog for that. But we're going to focus on the big one, the classic, the Million Dollar Queen's Plate. And Amy's Gizmo, not quite sure how to say it. I like Ami because that is less likely to be confused with the filly. And of course, Amy's Flatter is associated and a colt. So he's the favorite, but I'm looking in a different direction because I think there's a lot of pace. But what do you make of this field?
When you first look at the race, there's just an abundance of speed in there, and it's a really tough race to handicap because you really don't know what's going to go inside the heads of these jockeys. Are they, if they're on a speed horse, are they going to decide to take back knowing there's a whole bunch of other speed that they have to contend with? Are they going to be the ones to go out for the lead? I mean, it's just a very difficult handicapping puzzle, and I've kind of found this to be the case ever since Woodbine moved to a polytrack surface. For me personally, it's just not quite as easy to handicap for that kind of surface compared to the old dirt surface or whatever. So that's my first impression of the race so far.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, on the Brisnet PPs, every entrant except one is either an E or EP type. So to me, I did sort of default to the one who's not, and that's the filly Gamble's Ghost. Not only because of that, although that certainly stuck out to me, but Ghost Zapper, I certainly don't mind at a mile and a quarter. I don't mind on synthetic. And as a filly, she gets 5 pounds, and the Queen's Plate isn't quite the arc, but similarly, you know, prestige-wise, fillies do well in the Queen's Plate. They're certainly, you know, this isn't, well, can the filly beat the boys? We've seen it happen plenty of times. They run well, they perform well. And to me, given the pace that you talked about, she certainly fits. And, you know, the Derby, we're hit over the head with it. You don't hear as much chatter about the distance at the Queen's Plate, but, it, you know, to me, it is a factor, certainly. 10 furlongs, it's the classic distance. I think she's as bred, you know, maybe not the best bred, but as well bred enough to me to get the job done at 6-1. Who'd you land on top?
I'm kind of leaning towards another Ghost Zapper, as a matter of fact. Esposito, trained by Tom Proctor. He started his career in Southern California last fall, did pretty well. He's only had one prep for this, a 7-furlong allowance race that he showed a bit more tactical speed in, and he won. And he hasn't gone beyond a mile yet, but in his one race at a mile, he narrowly lost to Discreetness and Sudden Breaking News in the Springboard Mile at Remington Park last December. So he's been keeping very, very good company so far. Like I said, not very experienced going two turns, but I think he's got a pretty legitimate shot. I think he's listed at 8-1 in the morning line. So
I think he'll get it.
I think he can get it quite well, and he's got a pretty good pedigree too. Second dam was Queen Elizabeth II Challenge Cup winner Collect the Cash, who also reared Stately Victor, who won the Bluegrass on Poly Track and also won the Ontario Derby at Woodbine. So he's got a lot of little things going for him, and I think he's worth it at that price.
Yeah, I like it. Now, to me, as I said, they're all either E or EP types, except the one I picked. Another one I'm pretty keen on is All on Red. I tweeted about the name. I thought it was really clever, being by Hardspun, referencing, I'm guessing, a roulette wheel, which is spun, and you can bet on red or black or zero. But All on Red, to me, I looked at because his late pace ratings are as good as anyone in the field, including Gamble's Ghost. But he figures to be a little closer to the pace, has an inside post position. I think of all the speed horses, he might end up getting the best trip. I don't think he's going to be a gate-to-wire type, so he'll definitely, you know, might even up mid-pack, depending on what they do to his outside, and the late pace ratings are there to reel him in. Hardspun, I'd say I'm not as bullish on as Ghost Zapper at a mile and a quarter, but he did run second in the Kentucky Derby, and against these, I think a brilliant sire like that can get the job done. If we were talking about the Kentucky Derby, maybe you'd say, well, that's not the best, but I think on Tapita especially, Hardspun performed well at Turfway. He fits, and he's 10 or 12 to one on the morning line, so definitely one I'm going to be using underneath and in some of those 20-cent pick fours.
Yeah, he was another long shot that intrigued me as well. You know, he's kind of got a late start to his career earlier this spring, but he really showed a lot of guts in that Aqueduct Maiden win, setting a fast pace, was under pressure the whole way, and dug in and won by about a half a length. And then last time in his debut at Woodbine, he kind of pressed the pace all the way and wound up finishing second, but it was a really good hard race, good prep to put into him going into the Queen's Plate. So yeah, I really am intrigued by him as well.
All right, anyone else?
No, not really.
All right, well, it's a deep field. We can't go through them all anyway, so that's for the best. But to recap, I am on Gamble's Ghost on top, and All on Red is my long shot play. And for you?
Esposito and All on Red as well for the long shot
play.
Well,
we agree on maybe a key underneath to have some fun with. And with Woodbine, the 20-cent minimums give you an opportunity to spread a little bit if you have a strong opinion, you know, play around a little bit with all the combos. So we'll have free PPs in the comments below, a link to some of our blog stuff as well. And thank you for filling in for James, and you'll be back for Turf Talk next week.
I'll be here.
All right, until then.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to, has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.